Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Ferrelli, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your title real quick.
Hi, this is Pete Kalamoutsos. I'm president and CEO of Glow Events, Echo Stage, Soundcheck, and the brand new Project Glow Festival.
Yes, we spoke a couple months ago, you know, about all the exciting stuff you were doing with Echo Stage and Soundcheck, you know, two venues that folks love in the area for EDM and stuff. But today we wanted to catch up with you again because of this awesome new festival you've announced. Tickets just went on sale over the weekend, and so they're on sale now. So it's called the Project Glow Festival. What do we got going on? It's April 30th and May 1st at RFK. What we got?
Yes. So I'm a native Washingtonian, and it's always been my dream to do a festival, you know, in DC proper. Glow is the party that we started over 20 years ago. And this festival pretty celebrates the sound of Glow and how it's evolved over the years. And, you know, there's some artists on here, for example, Above and Beyond, who have played for me for about, I'd say, 17 years. And, you know, they were the sound of trance back then. And they're still the, you know, the face of trance now. And it's just one example of many artists that we have here that shows us the diversity of the sound of Glow and what we represent.
Awesome. I mean, you mentioned Above and Beyond sort of headlining this thing, but rattle off a couple of the other names, because there's some people in here that folks, especially of, you know, of this genre, are definitely going to recognize.
Yes, we have Above and Beyond, Alan Walker, Diplo, Grizz, and Grizz never really play festivals like this. New guys like James Hype, Joel Corey, and John Summit. Really big up-and-coming artists like Latrell. And then we have established names like Martin Garrix, Medusa, Seven Lions, Sigala, Slander, Weathen, and I think everything is here for everybody.
Awesome. Now, how exactly is it gonna work? I mean, I'm sure people are you know, familiar with outdoor festivals and, you know, Bonnaroo and whatever, Coachella, that kind of stuff. But like, how is it laid out? Is it like all day people performing all day on both those days, or what's like the format?
Yeah. So we have, it's 2 days, two stages, and, artists will be playing all day and night on both stages. And, you know, we'll announce the set times a little bit down the road. But it's pretty much all day and night. You know, we have amazing, vendors, and, you know, I'm really excited about this. Is the first festival that Glow is partnering with Insomniac on. And I'm really excited to bring you guys a proper festival experience in the DC area. It's going to be really next level with all the productions and the all the fan experiences that will be on site.
Very cool. And so do we know, so since it's 2 days, you know, of two stages for all day, each day, do we know who the headliner of each day is yet? Or are you still working that out?
So we know who the headliners are. It's just, you know, I don't want this to be on the, I mean, this is, that's how it works. Like it's alphabetical, right? So, you know, we know this, basically we know who's playing when, but we're just not announcing it yet.
Okay, totally fine.
Okay.
Cool. Well, cool. So explain how, you know, it's you know, big picture it for me in terms of our, you know, a lot of listeners have, you know, the last 2 years have sort of been, you know, hellacious of the pandemic and not getting to see live music, and, you know, stuff's finally coming back, but, you know, with these variants, it's, you know, it's almost hard to predict. But hopefully, let's talk as if hopefully come April, May, why is this going to be like sort of a, people have this pent up energy to find after all this time to finally go see live music. And why is this sort of the perfect, you know, comeback kind of a show?
Yes. So what we've seen is through Echo Stage, that when we opened in June, we came flying open and everybody came out. You know, this year for us was record breaking in terms of fan attendance. You know, we had this year, in 6 months, as many fans buying tickets as we did in all of 2019. That was previously our best year. So the demand is there. And I think, you know, this is the first festival in DC proper. And I think that people want to, you know, come and celebrate, spring, like everything's blooming, business is back, and DC's open as well. And I think having this festival in springtime, along with cherry blossoms and all the other things that DC is known for in the spring, that makes it beautiful. I think it's going to be great and very complimentary.
Fantastic. Now, how does the ticket stuff work? Can you buy for just one of the 2 days, or is it like you buy for both days and you can come and go as you please?
So right now we're selling 2 day tickets starting at $105. And then it could down the road become a 1 day, but the thinking is these will sell out.
Gotcha. And where you said it's two.
I would just say tickets starting at $105 for 2 day tickets.
Okay, cool. And then how does it laid out in the actual venue? Like, if folks are familiar with going to the RFK for either other shows or sports events or whatever, like where are the two stages going to be located?
So basically, the whole festival will be in the RFK Stadium parking lots, and there'll be two massive stages, for everyone to enjoy. So basically, you have the practice fields, and then you have like the parking lots, right? So we're in the parking lots.
Yeah. Tell me about, in addition to the music, you mentioned there's some vendors and, fan experiences down there on the property. What all else is going to be going on in terms of just sort of like extracurricular outside of the music stuff? Is it we got food, we got merch, what do we got?
Yeah, so we have we're bringing the Insomniac experience in terms of you're not just going to see two stages with entertainment on it. It's going to be the whole site will be will have many art installations and like a smart like I don't know how to say it like experiential. I'll say it again. I'll start over again.
Sure.
The whole site will have amazing local food venue vendors, and the experience for the customer won't just be two stages and the artist on the stage. There'll be a lot of production and fan experiences all around the site.
Great. And then just tell me a little bit more about Club Glow itself. I mean, if any of our listeners missed, our previous interviews with you, just give us a little bit of the backstory of when Club Glow was founded and Insomniac for that matter.
Yeah, so Club Glow was founded in 1999, and we evolved from various venues in DC, and we found we built our ultimate home in 2012 at Echo Stage. And Echo Stage is like a festival every night. And the last couple of years it's been voted number one venue in North America by the readers of DJ Magazine, and recently was voted number one venue in the world. So we have the number one venue in the world right here in Washington, DC. And we're taking like all the sounds and all the artists that we bring to Echo Stage at the sound check, and we are bringing them here to this amazing festival. In 2019, I did a partnership with Pasquale Rotella, who's the founder of Insomniac, and we announced it last year. And it was delayed because of COVID, but basically, we did an amazing partnership where I could bring his team in, who are the best festival producers in the world, who do festivals like Electric Daisy Carnival, Beyond Wonderland, Rolling Loud, and we could take their experienced team and apply it to our festivals here that we'll be doing in the Mid-Atlantic. So really excited about this new path that we're taking, where we're not just going to be doing clubs. We could bring festival experiences to the Mid-Atlantic.
I love it. Well, again, everyone, it is the Project Glow Festival, first ever, for 2 days, April 30th and May 1st, on the RFK Festival grounds in DC. Head over to projectglowfest.com to get your tickets. They are available now. So, hey, thanks for joining us, Pete.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, talk to you later. See ya.
Thanks, bro.